Back with head coach Brent Bolte on the Beaver Radio Network. Well, coach, I'm sure a lot of people, including myself, had this game circled on the calendar. Now we can finally talk about it that we're here. Two 4-0 teams, two top 10 teams in the nation. It's Bemidji against Mankato. It's homecoming. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Just tell us about the game and what you're looking for today.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. I mean, you kind of hit it on the head. There's a lot of the external things that make this game fun just from a national perspective. And obviously having your homecoming, having the alumni back, and hopefully everybody in the Bemidji greater areas at the Chetis, you know, on Saturday getting after it and having fun and supporting us and being the 12th man. But this is what you work for. I told the guys after the Mary game when we were in the locker room, I'm like, this is what, you know, 290 days or 300 days of work has led up to in these moments. And don't make the moment bigger than it has to be. Everybody knows the implications of, you know, who comes out of this with the W, but on the other side, it's just go have fun with the process and go compete with your brothers. So we're going to take it in stride and just have a lot of fun with it. And it's going to be a battle. They're a really good football team.
Speaking of really good football team, when you look at the numbers, their offense has scored a little bit more than yours. Their defense has given up a little bit more than yours. But the numbers are very comparable, and we got two teams that really like to run the ball.
Yeah, I think Mankato takes that certainly to heart. They're really gifted up front on the O-line. Their tight end positions are just veteran. They're big. They're physical. That's going to be, you know, a true battle up front. You know, we have a lot of pride in stopping the run, but they're going to get some yards. You just have to contain them and not give up big plays. I thought their running back, the Butler Lawson kid, has played outstanding. Vassar, their backup, has hit big plays too. They're just another, you know, tandem of backs that are 215 pounds that run hard. They're patient, explosive. So I think they've done a really, really good job. You know, they're going to stay in front of the chains. They make it hard on third downs where they can still run it and throw it. Hayden, their quarterback, Eckern has done a really nice job just continuing to, you know, take what the defense gives you. If you get too greedy, they'll take their matchups and throw it down the field. They got talented big receivers, so really, really gifted on offense, and they certainly take care of the ball. You look at, you know, I look at number of plays, they're at like 285 and their defense is only like at 220. I mean, that's a college football game difference between their offense and defense playing. So it's pretty wild in that regard, which is great if you're a defensive guy, you're sitting on the sideline and watching your offense chew up the clock and limit possessions. So we know that's going to be part of the gig. Like, we got to get the ball back for our offense. We got to win first and second down to get third down and longs. You look at their breakdown, you just don't see a lot of, you know, third down and eight plus. It's third down and manageable, third down and shorts, which make it extremely difficult for you to call a game and or make those stops. So that's going to be kind of the game within the game. Try to get in behind the chains, and we got to take care of the ball on offense and make sure that we possess it as well. So that's, you're right though, if you look at the stat lines and everything else, it's two teams that are very, very similar, and it's going to come down to who executes the best and can limit mistakes. We felt like we let one get away from us last year against Mankato. We know we're equal with him in terms of, you know, a lot of things. It's just you got to go earn your breaks, and last year Mankato did. They got up with some early and scored off some turnovers and found a way to win. So give those kids a lot of credit and their coaching staff. But they're a much, much better team, I'll tell you this right now, than they were a year ago. So we have our work cut out for us, but that's why you do it. The challenges are what keep you young at the heart and ready to roll.
And to wrap up, it's homecoming. It doesn't get a whole lot more special around here than homecoming, and it's against this kind of opponent in this kind of game. How special is that?
Yeah, I think people look at me like I'm crazy when we schedule this one, and I don't know if we could have scheduled it for any other weekend. Maybe we didn't have a lot of options, but you know, we've had this before. We played Augie and Sioux Falls and some other teams on homecoming that were top, you know, teams in the country, and we played really well. So it is a special, unique homecoming tradition when we win games to go jump in the lake. I think everybody in the region understands the significance of that and how fun it is and the tradition. Hopefully we can go out and make everybody proud.
Head coach Brent Bolte with us. Thanks for your time and good luck.
I appreciate it.
We'll have more on the Corner Bar and Grill pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.